1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Israeli military says six Israelis being held hostage by Hamas were murdered by the terrorists just before they were to be rescued. Details from CBS's Imtiaz Taya.
According to the Israeli media, preliminary autopsy reports have found all six were shot in the head. The Israeli military has said Hamas was responsible for their brutal murders, and also said the remains were discovered not far from where another hostage, Farhan al-Qadi, was found alive just last week.
Yair Moses' father was kidnapped by Hamas and remains captive. His mother was released last year.
It doesn't care about the hostages and doesn't do anything in order to release them. The deal should have been signed a long time ago, and these people for sure, like many others, could have been saved.
Israel's largest union has called for a general strike for tomorrow, hoping to pressure the government to bring the hostages home. A walkout by about 1,000 employees of large hotels in Boston and Greenwich, Connecticut, has spread to 25 hotels in 8 major cities, including some on the West Coast. Union member Michael Correa.
Getting this contract is so important to us because everything is going up. It's groceries, rent, insurance.
Republicans are taking their frustration with Donald Trump public. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
Focus on the issues, Mr. President. Every poll says the same thing. The American people trust you with what matters the most to them. The economy, inflation, border security.
Graham was on ABC. Massachusetts Democratic Governor Maura Healey tells CBS why she's strongly backing Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
Protecting the middle class, a well-functioning economy, standing up for reproductive freedom. These are all things that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz believe in and will fight for, and things that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance don't know the first thing about.
Healey was on Face the Nation. Summer winding down and millions of Americans are on the road or in the skies this Labor Day weekend, including this man on a road trip on his motorcycle.
We're going to go to Philly and get a cheesesteak and then head on down to Roanoke, down the Appalachians. So some beautiful scenery.
He will pay about 50 cents a gallon less than last year. The national average for a gallon of unleaded now $3.35 a gallon. Cities are trying to reduce the summertime heat in their concrete canyons.
The blistering heat is worsened in cities by all of the concrete and asphalt. Now, more and more street departments are using new reflective coatings to cut down on the heat absorbed by asphalt. Clint Sheely is assistant city manager of Columbia, South Carolina.
Already started looking at what streets, what areas were located as heat centers.
Crews are planting additional trees to create more shade and reduce the heat in many urban centers.
CBS's Jim Crisula. This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine across the area for today with high temperatures warming to the lower 70s. North to northwest winds a bit breezy. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine for Labor Day, highs in the lower 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Working man like me, I ain't never been on welfare, and that's one place I won't be. I'll be working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
The working man, Merle Haggard. Hi, everybody. Tim Howell, the polka guy, with you. And we're going to be playing some great working man songs for Labor Day this weekend. And I've been looking for polkas that had something to do with the labor, and I couldn't find anything. They were all happy dancing, drinking beer, you know, that type of thing. So we'll throw some of those in there. But it seems like most of the tunes that sing about the working man, it's all country. And I don't mind playing the country music. I like it. I like it. And we're going to continue with Alabama right now. And they're going to sing for us here the 40-hour week. Let me see if I can find it here. Go.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. Just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line.
This is for the one who swings the hammer,
driving home the nail.
For the one behind the counter,
ringing up the sale.
For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns.
Working together
like spokes inside a wheel,
they keep this country turning around.
Hello,
Kansas, wheat field farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line.
This is for the one who drives the big rig
up and down the road.
For the one out in the warehouse
bringing in the load.
For the waitress, the mechanic,
control for everyone who works behind the scenes. With a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.
Alabama, the 40-hour work week. Yeah, good tune. We're going to continue, and we're going to have Dave Dudley scoot on in here right now, and he's going to talk about being on the road 6 days.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills, and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometowns are coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home.
Oh, yeah, Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road. Well, here's a tune that goes back to 1955, and it's just as true then as it is today. And it was so well recorded. I listened to the quality of the recording back then, and it's on the RCA label. The artist is Tennessee Ernie Ford. And if you know what his number one hit was back in 55, well, I don't have to say any more about it.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Yeah, just as true as today. That's a great song. I really just can't get over the sound quality, and that's a great tune. All right, we have Travis Tritt coming up next here. Lord have mercy on that working man. Travis Tritt. Yeah. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. All right. We got time for another tune here yet, I think. And going back to 1981, 82, there was a slight recession going on. And a lot of people were out of work at that time. And I forgot the artist. I got it someplace here, but he recorded a song called I Wish I Had a Job to Shove. And by the way, we are doing and dedicating all these working songs on this Labor Day weekend. It's the only thing I could come up with. We'll play some polkas in the next segment here a little bit, but I couldn't find anything that suited the actual holiday here. But let's do this one here. I think you'll like this.
Hey, Johnny, I'm in need of a paycheck, 'cause this unemployment just don't get me by. I've always been a steady, hard-working man, not the kind for standing in some welfare line. I've been known to turn some bolts up in Detroit and dig in some coal Kentucky mine. But that assembly line, she's still, and that mine's boarded up. Sure wish I had a job to shove. Oh, Johnny, I'm in need of a paycheck. I'm missing that old jingle in my jeans. Well, the life and the times of a poor boy's getting rough. Sure wish I had a job to shove. How about that, huh? In my mirror every morning at a strong man with two willing hands, and it's tearing up my pride staring at them classifieds, finding there ain't nothing for me to do again. I wish they'd open that old factory in the morning, let mama put that lunchbox in my hand, and I'd turn them nuts and bolts with a whole lot of love. I wish I had a job to shove. I'm sure enough in need of a paycheck. This unemployment just don't get me by. My pocketbook's as empty as the tank on my old truck. Sure wish I had a job to shove. Oh, Johnny, I'm in need of a paycheck. Missing that old jingle in my jeans, and my pocketbook's as empty as that tank on my old truck. Sure wish I had a job to shove. You wouldn't hear me griping. I wish I had a job to shove. Yeah, I wish I had a job to shove. It's tough right now, Johnny. I wish I had a job to shove.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay, Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. This is Variety Today. It is the Labor Day weekend with your host, Tim Hubble, the polka guy. And we're going to do the country thing today. And like I said, we'll get some polkas on here in just a little bit. Wanted to just continue here with a couple of working tunes here, especially for the women now, because of that movie 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton and all the rest of the girls. Who's in there? Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, I forget. Yeah, there was some other ones in there that were kind of cool. So let's give 9 to 5 a spin, shall we, for the women today.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. Don't
crazy, wanna hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple song, you can sing along with an old-time melody. Don't you play that crazy little song again for me. That song is driving me crazy, wanna hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song, you can sing along with an old-time melody. Don't you play that crazy little song again for me. You sing high and I'll sing low, when everybody sing along, everybody quit while I get my kick, sing and bring that boogie home. That song is driving me crazy, wanna hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song, you can sing along with an old-time melody. Won't you play that crazy little song again for me?
I remember walking round the court. short square sidewalks, looking in windows at things I couldn't want. There's Johnson's Hardware and Morgan's Jewelry and the old Lee King's Apothecary. They were the little man, the little man. I go back now, the stores are empty, except an old Coke sign dated 1950. Boarded up like they never existed, renovated and called historic districts. There goes the little man, there goes the little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets that people go around, but they seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut him down and killed the little man. The little man. He pumped your gas and he cleaned your glass. One cold rainy night he fixed your flat. A new store came where you do it yourself. You buy a lotto ticket and food off the shelf. Forget the little man. Forget about that little man. He hung on there for a few more years. He couldn't sell Slurpees, he wouldn't sell beer. Now the bank rents a station to a man down the road, and they sell Velvet Elvis secondhand clothes. There goes the little man, there goes another little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets that people go around, but they seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut him down and killed the little man. Oh, the little man. In a concrete strip, you can buy the whole world in just one trip. You save a penny cause it's jumbo size. They don't even realize they're killing the little man. Oh, the little man. And now the court square's just a set of streets that people go around, but they seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut him down and killed the little man. Oh, the little man. It wasn't long ago when I was a child, an old black man came with his mule and his plow. He broke the ground where we grew our garden back before we'd all forgotten about the little man, the little man. Long live the little man. God bless the little man.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. Protests are underway in Tel Aviv and other Israeli cities at this hour after news broke that six Israeli hostages were murdered in Gaza shortly before the IDF was to rescue them.
We're grieving the death of six hostages. They should have come back alive. They could have come back alive.
Israeli media reports say the hostages, among them an Israeli-American, were shot in the head. The UN has begun vaccinating more than 600,000 Palestinian children in Gaza against polio. UNICEF's Tess Ingram.
There will not be fighting in the areas where the campaign is being conducted. So the first 3 days will be the middle area of the Gaza Strip, and then we'll move to the south for 3 days and then to the north for 3 days.
San Francisco 49ers rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was shot in the chest yesterday afternoon in central San Francisco in an attempted robbery. He's in stable condition. Mayor London Breed.
Robberies and any violence like this will not be tolerated.
A 17-year-old's been arrested. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Econ Electric and Current Technologies are excited to announce that operations will be consolidated at a newly expanded office on Highway 54 east of Wisconsin Rapids. Call today with all electrical needs, no matter how big or small.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine across the area for today with high temperatures warming to the lower 70s. North to northwest winds a bit breezy. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine for Labor Day, highs in the lower 70s. Currently 71 degrees.
Econ Electric Incorporated and Current Technologies Incorporated are excited to announce that Econ Electric Incorporated, based in Wisconsin Rapids, has acquired Current Technologies Incorporated from Port Edwards. All of Current Technologies' office and field staff will remain with Econ Electric Incorporated, and all operations will be consolidated at Econ Electric's newly expanded office, warehouse, and prefabrication facility on Highway 54 east of Wisconsin Rapids. Call today with any electrical needs, no matter how big or small.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. It's Uncle Ozzy and the band in that apples, peaches, pumpkin pie.
Thank you.
listen, dear, I think it's clear we need to sit and talk. It seems you've got this notion, I've been having second thoughts. Well, I must confess, in a way I guess that silly notion's true. Cause every second you're not here with me, I think of you. Now every second, every minute, every hour of every day, every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say, every second, every minute, every hour of every day. We drink a toast and turn those lights down low. We'll put our favorite music on and hold each other close. Don't worry, dear, you'll always be here in my heart to stay. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Now every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Second, there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say, every second and every minute, every hour of every day.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time here at the Polka Variety Show has gone by so quickly. Oh, my goodness gracious. Time for maybe two tunes. Mm-hmm. And we're going to kick things off here with the Highwaymen. And it's the Highwaymen. It's the name of the song. So let's roll that, shall we? And this was a special program just for the holiday weekend, Labor Day. And hope you enjoyed the program today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. A young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
The Highwaymen. Mm-hmm. You like that song? I love the sound of the guitars with it, got the echo and all that in there. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? It is 5 o'clock somewhere. It's about that time. And we're going to close out with Alan Jackson. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Tell them that we are on the air on Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock. If there is no Rafter game, our program will air once again. And thanks for getting up this early. And, you know, if you put your alarm clock on, you can wake up to us here. Want to thank Civic Media for allowing me to keep this show going and going and going. So, anyway, have yourself a great week, everybody. Well, let's see here. I think we'll roll this right now. Yep. So, goodbye, everybody. Have yourself a great week. Bye-bye now.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow. So am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. That's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 5:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00.
it do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say pull me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care. I don't care.
It's 5:00 somewhere.
Time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.